An Ohio commission is accepting public comments on a proposal to lease thousands of acres of a remote state-owned wildlife area for fracking. The Allegheny Friends' Julie Grant visited the area to find out why some people think the leases make sense, while others are concerned about their ecological impacts.
Randy Podladnik and her husband moved to Tappan Lake in southeastern Ohio in the late 1990s to trade the industrial pollution of their former home for a quiet rural community. But she says in 2013, the fracking industry started changing their landscape.
If we just stay in our house and don't leave, we can pretend like it's not happening.
But driving the hilly, windy roads, she dodges truck after truck.
As soon as you leave, you run into brine trucks and sand trucks, and, you know, it's taking your life in your hands sometimes to travel the back roads.
Some are carrying sand to be used in the fracking process. Others are taking contaminated wastewater from well pads to injection wells. As Podladnik drives, she points out all these fracking sites and also at huge stacks of logs.
I mean, you can always tell when we're doing a pipeline or a well pad, because this will just, wall-to-wall trees they'll be trucking in here where they cut them through the forest.
On the main road leading toward Tappan Lake, longtime resident Sherry Linden walked out of her house. She says trucks come flying by at all hours.
It means a lot of nights I can't sleep. Just noise, noise, noise.
They've made tire tracks in her yard and made it unsafe for kids to play in the neighborhood.
It's just not been pleasant. The only thing I can say is hopefully some people are making money from the fracking, and hopefully it'll go away.
30 miles south, the Ohio Oil and Gas Land Management Commission has put over 8,000 acres of a remote wildlife area called Egypt Valley out to bid for fracking. In addition, there are proposals to lease another 8,000 acres at the site, meaning nearly the entire wildlife area could be open to fracking. Podladnik says what's happened near her home portends the future for Egypt Valley.
I wonder the people who fish or harvest, you know, deer or things like that from that area. Is that going to be affected down the road?
Unlike Tappan Lake, there's almost no traffic moving through the Egypt Valley Wildlife Area. A school bus, a couple of pickup trucks along the side of the road. For decades, this land was cleared for coal mining. In the 1990s, as the mining was ending, conservation groups, including the Ruffed Grouse Society, worked with the state to acquire what is now more than 18,000 acres here, used mostly for hunting and fishing. Today, the rolling green hillsides are covered with brush and young trees. The land is dotted with wetland areas and small ponds, which the state stocks with bass and other fish. Ohio reintroduced river otters in the 1990s and says there's now a population living here, but it's not pristine.
The history of land use results in a condition that is very heavily departed from like a highly intact ecological system, right?
Carl Malcolm is vice president of conservation for the Ruffed Grouse Society and the American Woodcock Society, two game birds that have suffered long-term declines in Ohio from the loss of habitat. Malcolm says their mission is to promote healthy habitats at places like Egypt Valley to support these birds and the people that hunt them.
Given the history of land use, how do we manage this in a way that's going to promote opportunities to hunt and also deliver conservation outcomes for other species of concern? And it comes at a high cost.
That's why Malcolm supports fracking at Egypt Valley, for the revenue it would bring in.
Where you have oil and gas revenue coming into the state, if there's a mechanism to have some or all of those revenues invested in conservation outcomes, I see the benefit of being able to capture that value.
This fiscal year, the state has budgeted $3 million in royalties from fracking in state wildlife areas to support conservation efforts. This makes a lot of sense to Kyle Wood, who owns an outdoor supply store near Egypt Valley.
They'd be crazy to pass that up. I mean, you're talking a lot of money for that kind of acreage. So I think they would be fools to pass it up.
The Ohio Department of Natural Resources has requested that well pads be built outside the wildlife area's boundaries, that fracking companies limit noise pollution and not drill during hunting seasons. Also, water sources must be tested before and after fracking. So Wood isn't worried that drilling deep under Egypt Valley will harm the trees, water, and wildlife. Still, some studies show there's reason for concern. Laura Farwell is an avian and landscape ecologist. As a PhD student at West Virginia University, she joined a team of researchers surveying birds deep in the forests and also right up to the edge of drilling sites and pipeline corridors. Farwell says they found significant changes to the landscape.
Spilling out some very bad news for some of our most sensitive forest interior dependent species in this area.
She says fracking activities changed the bird population.
So there was this immediate effect of sensitive species moving out, but then over time you see generalist species moving in, and so the entire sort of bird community would shift.
Farwell's research team found that when species that are more sensitive to fracking move out, cowbirds, a native species that can take over a habitat, start showing up. Back at Tappan Lake, Randy Podladnik says about 5 years ago, she started noticing cowbirds too.
That was the one thing that, you know, we said, where in the heck did these guys come from?
Podladnik says people who live near, hunt, and fish at Egypt Valley might not understand what's coming their way. That the lease agreements for fracking that the state is considering also mean heavy truck traffic, land disturbance, noise, and pollution.
Because they're living in an area that's not going to be pristine anymore. It's going to be an industrial zone. And is that going to, you know, get into the wildlife, into the fish itself?
The public comment period for proposals to open an additional 8,000 acres of Egypt Valley for fracking is open through April 27th. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.